modest and almost content with a Hudson Valley middle-class families that graced the Reagan years. Most had above-ground pools in their backyards. The men did yard work on Saturday mornings. The women spanked their kids when they spoke or stepped out of line. Most of the country leaned heavy to the right in the decade of decadence. So were the days few spoke politically correct. All in the family had a role well defined. No distractions from social media. The world was much bigger and less complex. When trouble came, we looked the other way. More time spent at home in conservative days, without mullets and big shoulder pads. Safe and sound in a world less profound, in the height of the Reagan years. Cocaine and other recreational drugs were sometimes used responsibly. While watching Miami Vice, but only after the kids were fed, cleaned, and sent off to bed. Medium-sized houses on small square plots of land. The streets were named after dead presidents. Two rotary phones in each home. Retired IBMers fought border wars, marking their property line with tiny yellow flags. So were the days when Cosby sweaters were all the rage. Roller skating, oversized tops and slouch socks. No distractions from social media. The world was much bigger and less complex. When trouble came, we looked the other way. More time spent at home in conservative days, with our leg warmers and Velcro sneakers. Safe and sound in a world less profound, in the height of the Reagan years. Every Sunday morning, the peaceful faint sound of church bells ringing, calling all worshipers to absolve their sins from the week. Everyone half awake, dressed in their Sunday best. Old man Tony claims he doesn't have enough hate in his heart to join the rest of us good Christians. Sense of belonging and deep fear of commitment for the children of Generation X. Family values questioned, then changed. Moving vans parked along streets named after dead presidents. No more hot, muggy summer nights winding down to Johnny Carson, a barely functioning small Sony Trinitron illuminating the room. Birthdays, holidays, family vacations, captured and preserved on Betamax. So were the days when no one spoke politically correct. No cell phones, only calling cards and 1-800-COLLECT. No reality TV on basic cable. The world was much bigger and less complex. When trouble came, we looked the other way. More time spent at home in conservative days, with our Walkmans and parachute pants. safe and sound in a world less profound in the height of the rain.